Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Masechta Sota, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph, Mishnah Beis. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zeichet, Finder Ziva Gahagon, B'Karav Mamish. And we continue talking about the process of the Sota. Hayu Netzlos Menchas Mitech Kvifa Mitzres. The husband would take her carbon mincha from the Kvifa Mitzres, this basket that it was in, V'Netzlos Sech Klisharis, and it was placed then into Klisharis, one of the Kalim Beis HaMikdash. V'Netzlos Nal Yada, he would put it on her hands, meaning she holds it, V'Kain Menich Yada Mitechtehu Menifa, and then the Kain places his hands underneath her hands, and they wave the mincha around. Onto Mishnah Beis, Hainif V'Higish. The mincha was waved around and then brought next to the mizbeach. Kamatz v'hiktir, a kmitza, which is a scoop, was taken out of the mincha and that was burned on the mizbeach. Vashar nechal kayhanim, and the rest of the mincha was eaten by the kayhanim. Now we just have machlokes about what the proper order is. According to Tanakama, first she was given the water to drink and then they would be makrev the mincha. Whereas Reb Shimon says the other way around. First they would be makrev the mincha and then they would give her to drink. Shenemar, because the pasuk says va'achar yashke so isha samayim, and afterwards you'd give the woman the water to drink. However, im hishka v'achkach hekev as minchasa, ksheira, according to Rav Shimon, if it was done the other way around, like the Tanakama, first she drank and then the mincha was brought, it's not a problem, it's kosher. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Gimel and Dalid. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.